Today is Wednesday, the 13th of November, the feast of St. Stanislaus Kostka, S.J., in the 32nd week of Ordinary Time.
Nothing is unseen, for you have walked the worst of it with me. At times I almost didn't make it through. Jesus, if it hadn't been for you.
Eliza King sings A Thousand Different Ways.
Still only you and I know all the places. You've met me in your mercy, in your kindness. You've saved my life a thousand times in a thousand different ways. And I've never been the same. Nothing is a waste, for every pain and every broken place has led me to the safety of your hands, where I find the wounds that make me whole again. From the grip of death and darkness, and Lord, I know you've saved my life a thousand times in a thousand different ways, and I've never been the same. By your mercy I am born again. Still only you all the places. You've pulled me from the grip of death and darkness. Only you and I know all of the places. You've met me in your mercy, in your kindness. And Lord, I know you saved my life a thousand times in a thousand different ways, and I've never been the same. I never knew that I could be this free till Jesus started healing me.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Didn't know I could feel so alive.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well."
Try and imagine this scene. You might like to think of it as a clip from a film. Notice the weather, the temperature, the light, the sounds of the voices, the clothes, the colours, the leper's sores, the facial expressions. Watch from two camera perspectives, from where the 10 people with leprosy are standing, and then from where Jesus is standing. Notice the space in between, the distance between them. Place yourself in the scene. Watch as the healings occur, the realization on each one's face. Take your time to absorb what is happening and observe as those healed leave the scene. Watch and listen carefully as the Samaritan turns back to Jesus, as he lies at Jesus' feet and thanks him, as he loudly praises God. Notice your response to this whole scene. Allow a conversation to develop with Jesus himself. For what are you grateful right now? What role does gratitude play in your day-to-day life? If you were to increase your gratitude, what might happen. Speak with God about whatever is in your heart, whatever is on your mind. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.